found ourselves at 7 after the hour, another weekend. It's Easter weekend, in fact, not just another weekend, Passover weekend. A lot of people reviewing things in their lives that are important. Perhaps your health is one of those things that you are onto this weekend. You've come to the right place. You've found Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You may dial him now at 888-553-7536. Dr. Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondoro, Florida. Been on the radio for a number of years. Has written numerous articles about cardiovascular. Well, you've written articles that have been published about lots of different things over your career, don't you? I mean, most of it, though, comes down to your interest in cardiology, because that's your specialty, although you've done training in all kinds of other areas, right?
Yes to all of the above.
Yes! So I love about
I've Ken. Published basic science, clinical research, written mostly about the heart, but I have written about a few other things, and have been taking care of patients since the 1970s when I was just a student.
You know, I cheated a little, and, you know, not at trying to embarrass you, but I went online just for the fun of it, and I Googled you. Uh-oh. Kenneth Kronhaus, MD.
Boy, you're living a boring life.
Cardiologist in Mondoro, Florida. And this is a review page, people asking for, you know, advice on whether to come to you or not.
That's embarrassed, Dr.
No,
Ken.
Well, I think this is not embarrassing at all.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It pretty much says all of the things.
Okay.
First of all, it wouldn't embarrass you. Secondly,
I'm joking.
I find that it's interesting because you are, to me, the type of person that we all have searched for when it comes to asking for medical advice. Most people who listen to the program can tell that anyway. That's why they call us at 888-55-DR-KEN. But here's a person who came to Lake Cardio, and I think anybody who listens to this program would send in the same sort of advice. I would recommend this cardiologist. I was happy with the care I received and would encourage my family and friends to use him as well. I felt comfortable. The medical equipment they used was very up to date, completely safe. I knew I was in good hands and had good care. I was given a polite greeting when I walked in the door. It was nice to be acknowledged. Office is nice and quiet. I was never worried about anything. Let's see here. The staff was able to answer my questions. They don't mind answering questions. Happy to address every concern I had, which is what I always say about you. That's what drives Sandy, your office manager, crazy, because it takes you too long to be with the patients. Let's see here. I know I can count on them for a solution to the problem. See, I think that's the best part of this. They have stayed late after hours to help people. I love this place. Here's somebody who says, I love this place. There was no annoying music. Here's another person says, I was completely at ease with Dr. Kronhaus. I had plenty of staff members help me whenever I needed assistance. I think that's the kind of stuff that you don't hear a lot, and I think you deserve to be acknowledged for that. That's why I would. Yeah.
I guess sometimes, you know, I do get embarrassed by that, but it feels good.
Why do you get embarrassed?
Well,
You do a good job.
We're supposed to be modest.
Well, that's all right. You can be modest and still be good. I'm the one who told everybody you were good. You didn't say, hey, look at me, I'm good. 888-553-7536. Okay, the object of our time here, I guess it's threefold. We're certainly going to answer your calls. That's the primary reason for people to get on the phone. They have problems of their own, any kind of medical problem. They have problems in their family, friends, that sort of thing. Maybe something new has cropped up this week. Maybe you've been to the doctor, I don't understand, because it's the usual hit-and-run medicine that you get, no matter what your age. So feel free. Ken will spend a few minutes with you and try to get to the bottom of the problem. He has a blog at drkenshow.com. You go to that website, click on the upper right-hand corner, talk away. So
please don't wait, because I don't like making sad faces, but we always leave callers on at the end because they wait too long.
Well, they're late, maybe they get up later, whatever it is. So now is the time to join. 888-553-7536 is the way to join. Or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. So what do you think is the number one issue of the week, the number one news story of the week when it comes to your following all of this, medically speaking?
To me, the most amazing story in the medical journals this week, Doug, is that the gold standard for treating an inflamed appendix, which has been the gold standard since 1889, may be changing. One of the things that I got interested in as a middle school student in medicine, I read the book The Making of a Surgeon, and I recommend this to any young folks that are listening to the show that might be interested in medicine, because I read this book is timeless. It's just a great book about what it's like to become a doctor, the training that's involved. And I was mesmerized by this book as a middle school kid. And it's not all the good. It's not all the glory. It's a lot of the grit that's involved in the training is well written in this book. So it gives you the grit and the gravy of medicine and the training. And they spend a whole chapter in detail describing what it's like for the intern, the learning doctor, to do the first surgery, which is usually the appendectomy, removing this little extra part of the colon. It's like a little finger that many decades ago we thought didn't do anything. Now we're smarter. We know it's probably involved in the inflammatory response. But unfortunately, things get caught in there, and it gets inflamed, infected, and often you come in with a very, very upset tummy, and we need to, now we can diagnose it a lot more easily, especially with CT scanning, than we could a long time ago. We can make the diagnosis, and that's what's the most important thing. But the news this week out of the British Medical Journal is that for people suffering, Doug, from uncomplicated appendicitis, a course of antibiotics may be as good as having the appendix removed. And this is going to change the world. What they found was that 60% of people, if they get a course of antibiotics, will actually be able to avoid surgery. If you do opt for antibiotics, you have to be willing to realize it may fail. You may have to come back to the hospital. But again, 60% may be able to avoid surgery. Obviously, if you have a complicated case, you have perforation of the appendix or peritonitis, that's where there's an inflammation of the abdominal wall. Obviously, here, early appendectomy still remains the gold standard. But this may change the course of how we treat a very, very common problem in medicine.
How is this affected by new government regulations, insurance, and federal involvement in medicine, that sort of thing?
Well, that's going to be an interesting question, because this will probably be a less expensive route, because you don't have the complications of surgery. You don't have the expense of surgery. In these studies, it's shown that the hospitalization is shorter. However, if you have more recurrence, a second hospitalization, that's going to add to the cost. But probably, as these early studies are showing, it's a cheaper way to go. So anything that's cheaper, the government loves.
Ah, yeah. But you get what you pay for. Is that the old adage?
Well, you know, it's a cost on a budget is what healthcare is to our administration, and anything cheaper that's equally effective, they're going to run towards. So I think this may become, with more studies looking at what the best antibiotic regimen is, there's probably about 10 different choices of antibiotic medications that have been used to treat appendicitis. I think better studies, longer studies will be done that'll look at which is the best antibiotic choice. And this is an interesting possibility, because with our ability to really accurately diagnose appendicitis, this is going to help. You know, back in the 70s and 80s when I started in medicine, if a surgeon didn't take out a significant fraction of normal appendices, he or she wasn't doing a good job, because it was really hard to diagnose acute appendicitis in those days.
Yeah, and now there's all kinds of thoughts about how to handle appendectomies and whether you need your appendicitis. There are a lot of people who think there are pieces of our body that aren't necessary. There's always been you know, things like this. What do we need an appendix for? Or what do we need a spleen for?
That's why this excites me, because I think that it actually is an active part. And obviously, if you can save it, why get rid of it? And it probably has a very important part in the inflammatory system of the body.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken. 888-55-DR-KEN. Now, this is Easter weekend, Passover weekend. A lot of people are thinking about religion, perhaps more than they might. The essence of what we are talking about here has a little bit of a religious connotation to it, even though I'm not necessarily very religious. I believe very much in God, a superior being, a power greater than we are, the force, however you want to describe it. And when you realize how intricate, I was talking to somebody last night at dinner about how intricate our bodies are, and how is it possible this all is by accident? See, I don't get that. And I think with some sort of a divine connection, I'm not trying to preach at anybody, but I think there is a divinity to our creation. There's a reason for it. There's a rhyme to it. It's not an accident. And so does it bring us back around to thinking things that some medical folks say are not necessary? The body is perfect. So there's got to be some reason that appendix is there in your body, because there's a reason pretty much for everything else.
I agree with you. And that's why when I was a student starting out in the 70s and I was preached that it was just extra material, it didn't seem logical to me that it would be there and have no function. And that was the gospel for a long time. And it's just another dogma of medicine that bit the dust.
Biting the dust. That's what we like. Right? Let's get the old out and get the new in. 888-553-7536. Age spots. You have brown spots on your skin, and heaven forbid liver spots. They are not good. Most of us see these spots. We think they're ugly. They're a constant source of embarrassment. All those greasy cover-ups are just not the answer. So the makers of a popular anti-wrinkle treatment called Esotique, E-S-O-T-I-Q-U-E, have now introduced Brilliance with three breakthrough ingredients proven to lighten up age spots, liver spots, and overall pigmentation. Brilliance will brighten your skin beautifully, just even out the skin tones, if you will, on your skin. Now is the time for you to get an absolutely free bottle of Brilliance with your Esotique. I'd like you to give it a try. Dr. Ken thinks this is a pretty cool idea. Get rid of the embarrassing age spots on your face, on your neck, and your hands. You will get compliments like never before. And when Dr. Ken examines you, you say, oh, that looks pretty good. Here's the way to get the risk-free offer, a free bottle of this anti-wrinkle treatment, Esotique. 800-525-4988. Why don't you call that number now while you're thinking about it and get a free bottle of Brilliance Skin Brightener. 800-525-4988.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
888-553-7536. An inspiration, Dr. Ken has edited this week's health newsletter. We'll tell you about that. You might want to check it out at drkenshow.com or at dougstefan.com. Plus, your calls beginning in just a matter of moments here. Good day weekend, good day health with Dr. Ken.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more survival seed vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
It's 23 minutes after the hour. Good day weekend programs, holiday weekend for many people, so more folks are around able to listen and participate at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks that make this wonderful supplement's a good word for Cardiol. Cardiol is easy to take, and you can use it to get down your high cholesterol levels and triglyceride levels. Try a free bottle at 888-809-6424. Also brought to you by the makers of the most popular anti-wrinkle cream around called Esotique. It's brilliance from Esotique, 800-525-4988. We encourage these people who want you to try their products to offer them to you free because it gets you started, and most of the time they're anxious to do that because they know once you get onto them, they're good things, and you'll stay with them.
And it's not only for the women.
No, not at all. No, that certainly isn't. 888-553-7536. I use this stuff. Use things that it's just good to have alternatives. Let's put it that way. Edward in Garden City. Sir, you're on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Hi.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. This is Edward.
Hi, Edward.
The question I have is, I'm a recreational runner. I have been for about 20, 25 years. I also do our anaerobic exercises, weightlifting in the gym. So I do aerobic and anaerobic exercises. Now, the question I have is, within the last week, I read that Blue, the author of the book Born to Run, he talks about himself going down to the northern Mexico and running with the Tarahumara Indians and learning about their diet and exercise and so forth, and saying that their way of life basically facilitated that they lived a long time without having cancer and some of the modern diseases we have, you know, heart problems and stress and all this. Now, my question is, I understand that cancer cells are accelerated or they grow faster with more oxygen use in the body and oxygen use and aerobic exercise. If I run and if I exercise excessively, would that increase my chances of aggravating any cancer I have within my body? I mean, am I running too much, or what is too much, or does running aggravate?
Edward, you want to train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain at your point in life. And if you do what we call symptom-limited activity and enjoy the running and just watch the wear and tear, and it's the exercise, it's the aerobic exercise that will lower the risk of heart disease, it'll lower the risk of cancer, it'll keep you at ideal body weight, avoid diabetes. And there's a story out this week, just this week, in the medical journals about how exercise will help you to keep your memory functioning. This came out in Health Psychology in the last few weeks. So exercise, the group that you're talking about in Mexico, you know, I don't think it's anything specific. I think it's the fact that they're exercising and they're active, and also that they probably eat a very healthy diet, low in saturated fat and low in simple carbohydrate.
Okay.
All right. There
okay,
you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Edward, thanks for calling.
888-553-7536. The house call button is up. The light's on. And Chris in Wilmington is next to take advantage of the expertise that Dr. Ken has. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Dr. Ken, thanks for being on. And I also want to thank your radio host. My daughter has gastroparesis. She has diabetes.
Yes.
And I want to know, what could I do? She can go good for maybe 7-10 days, and then it comes on her, and of course, you know, the vomiting, the gastro pain, and everything else comes along with it. What could I do to help her?
Sure, Chris. You sound like a great dad, boy. She's really lucky. Gastroparesis, let's define what this is, because probably only you and me and a few others listening know what we're talking about. This is a condition where the muscles in your stomach just don't function normally. And usually the stomach muscles help propel the stomach contents down and move things around through the digestive tract. But in gastroparesis, these muscles in the walls of the stomach just work poorly or don't work at all. And it just creates a lot of unhappiness. And you could probably tell me better the symptoms that what she has. We get nausea, vomiting. You have this feeling of fullness after you eat just a few bites, bloating, heartburn, lack of appetite. Am I describing your daughter?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you pointed out, Chris, you know, everybody asks me what causes this, and the most common cause of this is diabetes. What happens is the vagus nerve, the nerve to the muscles in the stomach, just doesn't function well. And this can be caused by diabetes or by surgery in the stomach or in the small intestines when unfortunately it's cut or nicked unintentionally. But here in your daughter, it's the diabetes. And this can lead to complications. The blood sugars can fluctuate. You would think in a diabetic, you want to get the food in right on time, and this is exactly what you don't want to have happen. You can have undigested food that hardens and remains in the stomach. You can get bacteria overgrowth in the stomach because the contents just don't move along. So what can you do? You need to get a GI doctor, a gastroenterologist, and an endocrinologist, a diabetes doctor, working together who really know how to deal with this. And I've got the clock at my back, so when we come back, I'll talk to you about how to treat gastroparesis, because it's not a simple treatment.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Next half hour of action, activity, calls, information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is the holiday weekend edition. This program is on every single weekend, 52 weeks a year, no matter whether it's rainy, sunny, cold, or hot. Dr. Ken is here making a house call, and he's available to you at 888-553-7536. So welcome in to our house. We're having a conversation with a fellow named Chris, Ken, that you wanted to add a postscript to.
Yes, we were talking about what to do about gastroparesis. This is where the muscles of the stomach just don't function adequately so that the food just backs up, doesn't flow nicely, smoothly through the gastrointestinal tract. His daughter, 23-year-old, diabetic, very common cause of this. It can also occur when you have surgery and the vagus nerve gets nicked. But there are some things you can do, and I would recommend, Chris, that your daughter get with a dietitian who understands gastroparesis, eating smaller meals more frequently, low-fiber forms of high-fiber foods, well-cooked fruits and vegetables rather than raw fruits and vegetables help. You want to also choose low-fat foods, avoid fibrous fruits and vegetables, and there are some liquids that are easier to digest, such as soups and pureed foods. And she wants to drink water throughout the meal. That will help. And just try gentle exercise after she eats, such as going for a walk. And there are some medications that have been tried, Reglan, Benadryl, Unisom, Compro. These are some of the medicines that have been tried. And surgery, as a last resort, sometimes has to be used. There are some experimental treatments. Botox has even been used, and there's implantable electrical devices to control the stomach muscles have been used. But this is where I think, Chris, you need to go to a center. You're in Wilmington, North Carolina. There's a lot of great medical schools. I trained at one in North Carolina, Duke, but there's a lot of great ones. And I'm sure that if you do a little research, you can find in North Carolina an expert on gastroparesis and the treatment.
888-553-7536. The Good Day Health newsletter this week. Ken, what do you feel is the highlight? Why would people want to sign up this week especially?
The latest news, Doug, in the medical journals in the last few months related to mental and emotional health, information that may even not have gotten to your doctors yet. But it's some information that you may find surprising, but it's practical, useful information that you can quickly add to your lifestyle.
Mental and emotional well-being, the focus of the newsletter. It's the Good Day Health newsletter every week, edited by Dr. Ken. It comes out on Friday afternoon. If you'd like to get it, free of charge. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's just a public service, another one of the services of this program. Certainly go online. Go to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture.
It's You'll too see good to be to true, I promise you.
It's helpful stuff. Keep up with it. You all want to be in good shape. You want to make sure that you have the information. You've got to have information and then take action on it. So Ken offers you that opportunity. You can just put your email address in the box there, and it'll come to you every Friday. The Good Day Health newsletter, edited by Dr. Ken. Here is Mark in Bristol, Virginia. Go ahead, Mark. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Yes, Dr. Ken, I had a question today about cow's milk that I give to my three-year-old toddler. I read a story that pasteurized cow's milk, that they did some testing, and it contains, like, antibiotics and hormones in the cow's milk. And I'm wondering, how safe is pasteurized cow's milk to give to our children today?
Well, I've got a dairy farmer right here working with me, so I'm going to defer this question to dairy farmer Doug.
Mark, I am a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been around cows all my life. I have a dairy in Framingham, Massachusetts. We sell raw milk on the farm and cheeses made from raw milk, and we sell ice cream and all kinds of things that are good and healthy for most people. Whether the child is lactose intolerant is probably something that comes first to mind. That's what you want to find out. There's a reason for you asking this question. May I ask what the reason is, and then maybe I'll tell you what I think is the way to address it.
Well, sir, like I said earlier, I read some literature.
All right, so you're just worried about whether there's antibiotics. It's not that your child is not showing any, you're not seeing any signs of your child rejecting your feeding it milk.
No, sir.
All right. So the thing that you ought to know about milk, the pasteurized milk that you get today is not like the pasteurized milk you got when you were a child, and it's not like the raw milk that your grandparents got. They probably had a cow. Most people 75, 80 years ago and before in this country had a cow or two. And it was because of the way in the 1870s and 80s, there were people that would develop small little dairy farms, 14, 15 cows they'd milk, and they might sell the milk to their friends or neighbors. And the knowledge, the cleanliness wasn't there. So a lot of things that were around the cow, the feces, got into the milk, and it caused problems. So thus the need and the desire to pasteurize it. Louis Pasteur developed a process by which the milk is essentially cooked. And at that time, it's cooked slowly. So the goodness of the milk stayed in, the nutritional value, the taste, and the basic, the healthy parts of what we want to get out of milk was there. Over the years, as with many other issues we have with our food, it's all been bastardized by these big corporate interests. Now they microwave and laser the milk, so they take all of the benefits. Not only do they get rid of the bad stuff, they get rid of the nourishment, they get rid of the taste. It's just like drinking white water. So the question that you have specifically, though, has come the attention to it has come about as a result of kind of referring back to these big factory farms where there are 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 cows being milked in an ambiance that's not like the family farm or not like, frankly, we have on my farm. Just big piles of manure on feedlots, and the cows are fed, you know, hundreds at a time. They are not treated well, nor are they cared for in a clean way. It's just, let's get as much milk out of them as we can in 3 or 4 lactations, and we kill them, and we bring in some new cows. So the essence of whether the antibiotics are used or not, it is sometimes something that's overused, especially these big dairies, because they want to keep the cows milking. And if your cow's sick, they don't, you know, obviously they're not milking, they're not producing, and they're sick because of the garbage, the feces, the horrible manure and stuff, the conditions they live under. So my suggestion would be, if you could find somebody down there in Virginia, I've forgotten whether there are 26 states that sell raw milk legally. Ron Paul has introduced a bill that would allow milk, raw milk, to be sold all around the country the same as it is in Europe. And you might try, if this child has not seen or shown any signs of lactose intolerance or anything and does well in the milk, you might try some raw milk if you have a way of getting it. I don't know, again, whether Virginia, I've forgotten whether they allow it in Virginia or not. I think they do. So find a dairy that sells raw milk and try that. There are two kinds of raw milk. One produced for sale like this that's much cleaner, and other raw milk like the stuff I'm talking about that comes from these big factory farms that goes off to be produced, pasteurized, and then it's okay to drink. You don't get any benefit from it, but it's okay to drink it. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate your time today.
All right, well, that's why we're here, sir. 888, and that was not a planted call. 888-553-7536. John, you got a question for Dr. Ken. Let's hear it.
Yes, I have a question for a doctor. I had a growth about the size of a pea, and it's grown to about an almond size in regards to it's on my left testicle, and I was wondering if something I have to be worried about. I'm healthy and everything. It don't give me any pain, and I'm comfortable with it, but I just want to know what it might be.
John, I guess you're asking me because you haven't shown this to a doctor, and it's a little hard for me to give you the precise diagnosis without seeing it. But what I can do is I can tell you about the possibilities, because this is a common issue, testicular mass or swelling, and I'll give you some of the possibilities, okay? But I want you to follow up my call by seeing your local friendly urologist, okay? But this can be an inguinal hernia. It can be a hydrocele. A hydrocele is a fluid-filled sac that surrounds the testicle, and it can result in swelling of the scrotum. This can be testicular cancer. It can be epididymitis. This is inflammation of the coiled tube at the back of the testicle that stores and carries the sperm. It can be orchitis. Orchitis is just inflammation of one or both testicles. You can have torsion of the testicle. This is where the cords wrap around, get tangled up. This is usually very painful and acute problem, so I doubt this is what's going on. Varicocele is another issue. It's an enlargement of the veins within the scrotum, and this can cause swelling. Lymphoma, lymphedema, and also, but rare, thankfully, you can have metastatic. You can have another primary that's the cause of the cancer that moves to the area that you see. So hopefully this is nothing serious. The fact that it's been going on as long as it has leads me to believe that it's not a life-threatening malignancy. But, John, I would definitely recommend that you go see a urologist to get this looked at.
There's the advice from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can get his advice, his input. It's a free call at 888-553-7536. And more of your calls coming up in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Did you know that all skins need hydration? Here's the refreshing news. It's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. And Moisture Surge Extended Thirst Relief is free with your purchase of $23.50 or more. Skin looks happier and healthier thanks to this 24-hour moisture drink. A spring palette for eyes, lips, and cheeks is yours, too. Choose pinks or nudes. In all, $60 worth of our best color and care is free with your Clinique purchase of $23.50 or more. Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Zero to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. If you're a fan of Vipers, and I don't mean the slithering kind, you'll be pleased to know that the next generation of the classic American sports car is back and will debut at this year's New York International Auto Show. The all-new 2013 SRT Viper, formerly the Dodge Viper, has returned. Ralph Giel is president and CEO of the Chrysler Group's SRT street and racing technology brand.
The launch of the 2013 Viper proves that we simply could not let the performance icon of the Chrysler Group die. SRT was challenged to not just continue the legendary Viper, but to create a world-class supercar that would showcase the very best we have to offer.
Two new models of the iconic supercar will be hand-built in Detroit, the SRT Viper and the SRT Viper GTS.
The SRT Viper model offers a perfect blend of extreme performance that brings the driver as close to the machine as possible. The Viper GTS builds on the legendary performance of Viper with a 640-horsepower engine with 600 pounds of torque.
For more, visit drivesrt.com. That's 0-60 from Chrysler.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Up next is Kay, listening in Albany, New York. Hi, Kay.
Hi, good morning. This is kind of complicated. I'm an active 74-year-old widow, and I've had rheumatoid arthritis for 11 years. About a year and a half ago, I had a right breast mastectomy, stage 2.5, and had an expander placed in my breast, expecting to have a saline implant. Well, a year ago, I traveled to Texas to visit my daughter and family with the permission of my oncologist. While in Texas, I was hospitalized for blood clots in my right leg. I was first put on Lovenox and then Coumadin, and then taken off the Lovenox, and was able to go home in a couple of weeks after that.
So let me just catch up. So you had a blood clot in your leg. You were treated.
Yes, in my right leg. Yes.
Give me a second. You had a blood clot in your legs. You were treated with blood thinner in the vein,
yes.
Lovenox, and then switched to oral treatment Coumadin. That's pretty standard. So this sounds like pretty routine. What happened after that was different?
Okay. Well, anyway, now I want to have the expander removed, but it's called the D-dimer test. It was very elevated. It's a 0.5 is normal, and mine was 20.
Well, D-dimer is a blood test that we use. It measures what's the degradation products of clotting, what we call fibrin, and this goes up when you have a clot in the leg, so we use that. I'm not sure I know why they did that test, because we do that test when we're not sure if you have a blood clot in the leg, a blood clot in the lungs, or your blood is just clotting all over. And you had it diagnosed, and what's the issue now?
I had after that, my oncologist had me have a chest scan, which came out negative.
Well, they're making sure that you didn't have a blood, that it didn't. Give me a second. Okay, we need to talk back and forth. So your doctor was making sure that the clot didn't move from the legs into the lungs and have a blood clot, a pulmonary embolism.
Right. And I also had a Doppler on that right leg because.
So what's your question?
Well, I want to know if you think that the reason that my D-dimer is elevated so much could,
because you had a blood clot in the leg, Kay.
And that just like hangs around, and even though the blood clot is gone,
it will go down, but that's why it's up there.
Oh, okay. So all right. It's okay for me to have that expander removed.
Well, it depends. They want you to take. They're going to need to take you off the blood thinner to do that. Correct?
Yes.
And I would hesitate to do that. I would wait because I don't want you to get bigger clots. It depends how urgent it is. You don't want to come off of the blood thinner too quickly.
Okay, I've been on the blood thinner for more than a year.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would ultrasound the leg and make sure that it's gone from an acute to a chronic clot, or maybe even gone away. Sometimes they do, but usually they get walled off, calcified, and they're not going to go anywhere. And then they can know that they can safely stop the blood thinner.
Up next on Good Day Weekend, a discussion of your level of cholesterol and triglycerides.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
About 53 after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Excuse me, with a focus on your health. You have perhaps heard in discussions over the past 3 or 4 months, a fellow named David McMahon visit with us a couple of times. He's the founder of Solana Health, discovered a natural remedy for high cholesterol problems because he had the problem. And Dave's going to explain that and have a little conversation with Ken. And he has some new data based on many of you who are using Cardiol now, which is the product that he's brought over from Italy. And it's pretty compelling, pretty interesting information about our listenership. But first, let's have you, Ken, and Dave talk about the mounting need for this kind of thing and the way they interface with statin drugs, that sort of thing.
Sure. Dave, why do we need to even be concerned about cholesterol?
Well, I won't try to explain that to you, Dr. Ken, but as you know, there's a large percent of the U.S. population over even the age of 18 that have high cholesterol, and it's one of the factors that is a risk for heart disease.
And exactly, and I'm glad that we're both holding hands on that because I actually get that question very often. A lot of people think that it's something that you don't even have to be concerned about, but the cholesterol in the blood combining with inflammation leads to plaques, and these plaques rupture. It's the number one cause of death in America. And what I'm excited about the product that you have is because I want to get to a lot of patients before there's any plaque even forming, and that's why we're encouraging younger and younger people, even kids, to get, and I'm not yet saying that we should put the kids on these products, but we're encouraging younger and younger ages to get their cholesterol checked, starting on good diet early on, but then as we get into the 20s, 30s, and 40s, there may be diet and exercise that is not adequate. The plaquing, I hope, hasn't started yet. And why don't you talk about your product? Because this is where I think this is such an ideal option.
Yeah, what's really nice about Cardiol, I personally had high cholesterol, and and had always been kind of borderline, but through diet and exercise managed it. But cardio not only will help lower your cholesterol through some of the active ingredients, red yeast rice, polycosanol, and niacin, but also has a really nice dose, 550 milligrams of omega-3 and antioxidants as well, resveratrol, CoQ10, and those are all combined in one capsule. So it's kind of a multivitamin for your heart that lowers both cholesterol and triglycerides.
And you've been studying our listeners because we've been talking about this since the beginning of the year, and you found out some things about people that listen to this program that are pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, well, we get calls daily and testimonials from customers. So we had several Dr. Ken listeners who we started, we started working back in December, who've called with just excellent results. 30 to 60 days, we see, a 20% decrease in cholesterol and a lot of times a similar decrease in triglycerides.
I've recommended this to my patients. It's safe. It's effective. We've gotten good results. And this is a way, another option, a little bit more in the natural sphere that actually has some FDA approval and it's effective.
Well, actually, you got a formula from Europe, and the Mayo Clinic has been recommending this formula for years, right?
Yeah, that's one of the really nice things here is that the Mayo, actually the study was done at University of Pennsylvania, but published in Mayo Clinic Proceedings in 2008. Using the main actives of red yeast rice and omega-3 and found it to be very effective, when compared with statins and actually, showed some fewer side effects in terms of muscle pain, that statins, have, been known to have a problem with.
And as a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, I would have to say it must be good data.
Here's the story on Cardiol. It has 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce your cholesterol levels. You can join the people that listen to us here who have tried this product. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is so easy to take. I've been on it, and I got Ken looking at my blood triglyceride and cholesterol results. They are good. Yours will be, too. The folks at Solana Health are offering a free 60-day trial so you can see for yourself. You pay shipping and handling. That's it. Click on to Dr. Ken's free trial when you order online at solanahealth.com/Ken, or you can call 888-809-6424 to order the free supply of Cardiol. 888-809-6424.